This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Today is primary day in Colorado. Voters have until 7 p.m. to turn in their ballots or vote in person. Turnout so far has lagged behind other recent primaries. Coloradans are picking candidates in half of the state's 8 congressional districts. They're also deciding on hotly contested state legislative races and contests for district attorney. The U.S. Supreme Court will consider a case with Colorado implications that could impact environmental reviews nationwide. The case involves a plan to ship oil from eastern Utah on trains through Colorado. Keith Heaton heads the group supporting the project.
You can never anticipate all of the environmental impacts when you're looking both upstream and downstream. You know, and it's very difficult for a federal agency that deals with one aspect to make decisions about all of those things in faraway places. So we're excited for the court to look at this, and hopefully they put some guardrails on it to help us out.
Last August, a lower court sided with Colorado advocates who said the increased crude oil shipments could pose a hazard to the Colorado River. Sunlight Mountain Resort will replace the state's oldest ski lift after the upcoming winter season. The two-seater was originally installed in Aspen in 1954 and has been at Sunlight since 1973. Matt Erickson is Sunlight's marketing director.
Generations of families have sat in those chairs and have ridden up the mountain at Sunlight. And there's definitely an emotional attachment, both internally and with our local community.
Along with that lift, Sunlight's Primo lift will also be replaced after this coming winter, the biggest upgrade in the resort's history. And the Grand Junction Fire Department is reminding the public to stay safe in the heat after a mountain biker was rescued from a local trail yesterday afternoon. The biker called 911 and appeared to be suffering from heat-related illness. The area will see highs close to 100 degrees this week. This is CPR News in KRCC.